Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Because you're not sleeping. Listen to the Holy Spirit, and it could bring you inner peace. Listen to the Holy Spirit when he tells you to disconnect from certain individuals that mean you harm.
Amen.
From people who are drama-filled, who are not pushing you towards your destiny, but because you love them or because you like them, you want to keep them in your inner circle, and then the main ones that's praying against you. They're the main ones that's finding out your plans and your strategies so they know exactly what to block in the spirit when they want to speak lies and curses against you. It's sometimes the Holy Spirit that can award you the reward of peace.
Yes, you are.
Somebody repeat after me, recognizing his voice,
recognizing his voice.
Brings inner peace. I've come to really value peace. If anybody is close enough to me, they'll tell you, Generate Prayer, she guards her peace. I don't allow fools, I don't allow stupidity to upset my peace. The moment that I feel that you're trying to attack my peace, I would distance myself from you. I would make it a teaching moment so hopefully you can learn something. If you refuse my teaching, you will be gone out of my presence. You will lose access because peace is important. Without peace, I cannot be who God has called me to be. I cannot be the general. I cannot be a kingdom strategist if I'm not at peace. I cannot go forth and minister in different conferences all over the nation if I had no inner peace. So it is important for me to be able to hear what the Lord is saying so that I can award myself something that is intangible, something that is too valuable to even put a price on it. It is something that surpasses the understanding of all humankind, and that is peace.
Amen.
On a side note, really, that's just called being a boss. Somebody that's able to stay sober in the midst of a crisis is a person that's learned how to master peace. Somebody is able to keep their tone, keep from overreacting, being angry but sinning not. That is the person who knows how to master their peace. That is a person who knows how to lend their ear to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Recognizing his voice, number 7, is a reward, unlocks uncommon prosperity. Some people say, ooh, how did y'all do that? They know my story. They know how we own over 33 acres, I believe, of property all throughout the nation in different states. And they look at how we're coming up and we're doing this and doing that. How did you get it? I say, I listened to the Holy Spirit. You'll be stupid not to. You are literally a stupid person if you do not heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit. What in this world do you know and possess as far as knowledge more than the Holy Spirit? Who are you? How do you know more than the Holy Spirit? So that's what you're telling him. I know more than you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Foolish.
Do you know who the Holy Spirit is? He formed the world. He knows more about your body. He was actually giving the gifts and that diversifications of the skill sets that you have while you were yet being formed in your mother's womb. When your ears were not even formed, he knew you.
Yes. Amen.
So who are you to ignore his voice? But this is what people do all the time. And this is why they find themselves not having uncommon prosperity. He will give you all strategies. He will give you and work with you about your budget. He will increase your net worth. He wants it to be increased.
Yes, yes.
He wants you to have more. He does not want you to be in lack. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper. That's number one on my list. Never heard it talk like that. The number one thing that he wants once you become a believer in Christ is for you to prosper.
Yes.
That's the number one thing. And people that preach against prosperity are ignorant because they apparently did not read their word. The number one thing he wants you to do is be prosperous. So if you are not prospering, there is something that you are ignoring. There are some instructions that have come your way that you have refused, because poverty and shame comes to those that refuse instruction. Woo! Number 8, recognizing his voice can change the financial season in your life in a moment. Not over time. Ooh, I've been praying for 17 years. I'm a millionaire. I've been claiming that for 17 years. I've been claiming for this debt to be paid off for 24 years. It don't take God that long.
No.
He can change your financial season in your life within a moment. What is a moment? It's not a minute. A moment could be a millisecond. A moment could be within a blink of an eye. It doesn't take God long at all to do a miracle for you. You got to know his voice. How does it speak? You said, January prayer, oh, I'm hungry. I want to know. How do I hear his voice? Because I see the importance now of being more sensitive to his voice. I don't want to be ignorant. I don't want to be foolish. I don't want to be counted under the umbrella of stupidity because I'm ignoring what he's speaking to me. I want to be pleasing in his sight. So I tell you, there's 6 ways to figure out how to know the voice of God. Number 1, he'll speak through circumstances. Sometimes you got to sit down long enough and just observe what's going on around you. See, some of us, we're so quick to put it on the devil. Oh, the devil's all around me. Oh, I'm just being attacked from the left and the right. But some of that just ain't the devil. Some of that is just God trying to speak to you and give you wisdom and instruction. The Holy Spirit speaks to you through events and circumstances. He might
That's right.
To show something about yourself. He said you may think it's an uproar all around you, but really it's how you're perceiving it. Really it's your short-temperedness. Really it's your mouth that got you here.
Amen.
You paved the road to drama because of the words and the syllables that were coming out of your mouth.
Wow.
You have to know what your situation and events are speaking. This is how Israel, all the children of Israel, this is how they learned to fear God, through the judgments of God on Korah and others. In the early church, the sudden deaths of Ananias and Sapphira were used to bring great fear of God to the early church. Look at things around you. Even in situations, God is speaking through that. He didn't want it to go this far. I can tell you that. But if people are ignoring a simple, still voice, then he said, well, fine, I'm going to bring the big kaboom. Because not all of these people are really getting that I love them, and they're not humble enough to even receive what I have as far as a plan for their life. That's why now it's going viral, all of these people that are singing unto the Lord in the shelters. And I think that's wonderful. Any praise unto the Lord is received. But I tell people, yes, in the midst of a crisis, it's amazing how humble we get. Some of these people that be singing unto the glory of God was cussing out just before the storm hit. Some of these people, God have been leaning on their heart to go to church for the last 10 months. Some of these people that were singing unto the Lord in these videos, God have been telling them, give your life to me, give your life to me. Now all of a sudden they're humble and they're confessing their Christianity and their belief through song and through acts of kindness and prayer. I guarantee all those people in shelters are coming together and holding hand and praying unto Jehovah. This is what happened.
Preach. That's true.
I'm not personally, I'm not impressed by seeing those viral videos of people singing. Yes, they have beautiful voices, but my thing is when the water recedes, when things begin to go back to normal, and when you gain another residence, or when you go back to your residence, and now you're going back to work, how are you still going to sing in your living room? How are you still going to be able to carve out this time? You had all this time to pray. You made time to pray. There's a lot of things you could be doing. You've lost your home or you're displaced. There's a lot of strategy that needs to be in the works. But it's amazing how you said what's most important right now is that I give God the praise. How will you keep that mindset once everything goes back to normal?
Amen.
Come on now. Amen.
He also speaks through compassion. Compassion is the intense desire to heal the hurting. Some of you all say, I want to do this. I want to feed the hungry. If that's an intense compassion, that is a key that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you to go and heal and restore in that area. It might be something that he's placed on your life to go to the teenagers who are pregnant, and nobody else is really doing it, but you're like, man, it makes no sense. It just stirs me up to see pregnant young females that don't have any type of mentor direction. Compassion, whose pain do you feel? Whose tears affect you? Whose sorrows keep you awake at night? Whose pain matters to you? Those who
are right.
Compassion are those to whom you have been assigned. This kind of compassion restores, repairs, revitalizes the life of those nearest you. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you. He's placed that
Amen.
in you. You may have a stronger compassion to the veterans than I do. You may have a stronger compassion to feed the hungry than I do. You may have a stronger compassion to the children who are 8 years and under than I do. Doesn't make you better, doesn't make me worse. It just means that that's a specific passion that God wants you to be there to heal and restore. We all cannot.
That's right.
Be called to the same passion. It would be oversaturated. If we all was running out to the youth, and we all were putting all of our resources out there for the homeless, if we all were putting all of our, it would be such an upset, and people would be neglected. That's why we're all different. We all can work together as a body, but you got to know what compassion is the Lord speaking to you about. Your courage, not afraid. The generals are not afraid to roll up our sleeves. We are not afraid. We don't go out looking for fights, but if a fight comes to us, we are definitely not backing down because we believe in what we believe. We believe we are right. We believe we have a
correct. That's right.
Persuasion on the word of God. We believe in what the kingdom mindset is, even if it means that it's troubling your religious mindset and your religious culture. We don't care because we're going to continue to go forward. And I tell people, as you already know, we're not afraid to be definitely on the ground floor. Yes, people can sometimes put us up there, but I said at the same time, you don't know my story. My story is that I was hauling all types of equipment, electronical equipment and stereos and soundtracks and stuff. When we were in a hotel, I was setting up, winding cords with my hand. I know how to do everything. From the ground all the way up, I know how to preach in front of many people and do conferences. I've stood before thousands of people and minister in Europe. I know what I can do, but at the same time, I'll still grab a mop and I'll wipe and wash down the bathroom floor. This is what you got to do. You can't be afraid. Can't be afraid of grime. You can't be afraid of dirt. Can't be afraid of their faces. Can't be afraid of talking back. You cannot be afraid of setting people in their place. There are some arguments that they don't even need to even have an audience with you. But then there are some people that need to be learned because they need to be marked because they are upsetting even a larger general population. So you got to definitely not know how to run from it. You got to be courageous. David could have easily been afraid. Fighting someone quadruple, more than quadruple his size, Goliath, but he listened to the Holy Spirit. There was an unction. There's not one scripture that says, and David listened to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit then said, go forward, David, and conquer Goliath. There's not one scripture that specifically said that, but you got to understand that the Holy Spirit told him to take him on. The Holy Spirit led him. The Holy Spirit, how? Because of courage. Sometimes the Holy Spirit won't use words, just like we have a manual, the cooling and the heat manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes he won't use words, but he will lead you. He will guide you. He will bring assurance to you. You will feel confident. We call it Holy Ghost boldness. You can't do what God has called you to do unless you have Holy Ghost boldness. You know why? Because each and every time God wants to use you greater and mightily, he's going to get you out your comfort zone. And this is where a lot of people ended up getting off the train and they end up staying stagnant because, oh, no, Lord, I can't do that. I'm not a speaker in front of the persons. I like to be in the back. No, Lord, I can't speak. No, Lord, that's okay. I just want to help out over here. God is saying, but that's not what I called you to do. I'm going to give you the courage. You feel it even now, but we reject it. So you got to know, what is God calling you to do? He's speaking to you through your areas of courage. What do you have the courage to take on? Some of you all, God's been speaking to you about the book. He's been speaking to you about coming higher in him. He's been speaking to you about fasting. He's been speaking to you about shedding off those unwanted relationships. He's been speaking to you about keeping your legs closed. Sometimes it takes courage just to stop being a whore. Sometimes it takes courage to stop and put that drink down. Sometimes it takes courage. Stop looking at porn. Sometimes it takes courage to become holy and righteous in his sight. What do you have the courage to take on? How do you know that? How? Because you'll feel the strengthening come over you. I tell people all the time, as my mentor told me, he said, a sinner with courage will accomplish more than a Christian without it. And then you wonder why they say we're going to hell in a handbasket. This world, it's so much going on. You know why? Because the sinners caught the revelation. They said, I'm going to get this courage, even if Satan has given them the courage. But here we are, we're Christians, and we're so timid. Ooh, I'm shaking in my boots. They don't like me. Ooh, oh, my goodness, they said they're going to put an X on me, so I'm not going to go there. God can't use you effectively. God cannot use you effectively if you don't have courage. That's why I know who's called to me. I know I'm not called to everybody. You got to find your tribe, because the people who are called to the generals to train, they are not afraid. You might be timid, and that's fine, because there were a few spiritual daughters that came to us timid, and we shook the timid out of them, and now they're bold.
Yes.
If you have a heart to be courageous, we can up, we can train you. But if you are afraid, you would definitely run from us, because all of a sudden they're so mean, they're hard taskmasters, and I don't know, Jesus is about love. You better get out of here with that. He is about love, but when it comes down to execution, it takes courage.
Come on, that's right.
Face the enemy. Only overcomers are the only ones rewarded in eternity. You got to overcome something to have those pearly gates open up to you. You think just because you say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be the Lord and Savior of my life, that all of a sudden you've got a stamp of a forever membership in heaven? No, you're going to be tested. And unless you overcome those trials, unless you overcome those tribulations, unless you get some courage about yourself, you will definitely find that your membership has been revoked come the day that it's time to pass over, because you didn't stand up for him. You were not needing. You were a coward. God said, if you be afraid of me or ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. I know I'm talking right. I feel the amens. Dreams, as we know. The Holy Spirit and the voice of God will talk to you through dreams. So document your dreams. We are big dreamers. So if you are under our covenant, you're under our covering spiritually, that's usually the first thing. Besides the fire of God or the coolness of God manifesting on your body, usually the first manifestation is an increase in dreams or a start of dreams. Most people say the night of that they speak to us, that very night, they start having dreams like they've never had before. It is absolutely clear. It is awesome. People talk to us and they share things that the Lord has shown them about themselves, about their family. Some people, God even shows them the caliber of who they're called to be, because they give them a dream not about themselves or their family, but about the world, about the end time. And we say, woo, God has shown you right there that the level and the realm that he's calling you to be as you walk in the office of a dreamer. Some of you all definitely have had that as you have come under our ministry. You've dreamed more. So document your dreams, because God is speaking to you through your dreams. He may not always descend like the Bible and Hollywood, you know, or I should say like Hollywood plays us and makes us believe that that's how he's going to talk. The heavens open and a dove comes down flapping, and then there's a calm, soothing voice. My son, I'm going to tell you three things you need to know in your life. It won't happen. That's Hollywood. God said, I'll talk however I want. I'll talk to you through your circumstance. I'll talk to you through your compassion. I can speak to you through your courage. I can speak to you through your dreams. Don't put God in a box. So you got to be aware. That's why we preach about being sober, because when you're sober, you won't miss anything that the Lord is saying, because he might, at the very instance that you're intoxicated with anger, with all types of slumber, when you're intoxicated with all types of fear, that can lead to intoxication. I'm not talking about even with the alcohol or substance abuse, but yeah, that's definitely on the list. If you're intoxicated with drinking, that might be the very time that God wants to speak to you about something in your life. But because you're not sober-minded, you miss the word of God. You miss the warning of God. You miss the teachings of God. You will miss the divine appointment. You will miss the uncommon connection. You will miss the uncommon prosperity. You will miss the impending danger, because you're not sober enough, and you're not even learned enough to know that he's not going to talk to you just one way. He gave you a dream weeks ago about it. He would give me a dream, and he still does, about everything. The Lord even talks to me about certain things that hurt on my body. He said, you may want to clip that toenail, because that toenail is going to hurt you in about 2 days. That's how personal the Lord is with me in my dreams. I have yet to meet one person that has a relationship with the Holy Spirit where the Holy Spirit will warn them about cutting their toenails, when the Holy Spirit will show them activities in their home even before it happens, about who came in the house, where they sat, what they talked about, and how they left. Most people don't even and cannot even say that.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.